Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here for another show. So why don't you guys call in tonight, and we'll see if we can spark some new interest out there and ask some, answer, and maybe you can ask some questions if you wish. So I'm going to just have a fun night tonight, a relaxing night, because tonight's Friday. Tomorrow's our Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. At 9 o'clock PST, midnight back east. So we'll wait for the callers to come on. Maybe I'll just stop talking and we'll wait for the first one. No, that wouldn't be fair, would it? So here we go. So get up. Come on, people. Give me a call. Maybe you can say the phone number, Sylvia. Do you have it up online yet? Your computer hooked up and.
Oh, let's see. Here's. I've got the Friday night phone number. And it's 888-228-4494. So if you're calling in just for tonight on Friday nights, it's 888-228-4494. And if you're unable to call, we'd love to hear from you on the fast chat. But we like to have you call live. It's great to hear your voice, and it's easy to do. So don't worry. Don't be shy. It's fun, easy, and we'd love to have you. So please give us a call.
Okay, let's do an emotional clearing here. So here we go. So we'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a sensory body. 5 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared. Well, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. You want me to go to six. Okay, let's do 6 days. So 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a mental body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a, let's see here. What do you think, Sylvia? Anything come to mind?
How about the empathy or empathic body?
Okay. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared. Wow, a lot of stuff here. I'm yawning. 4 days cleared. Holy smokes. Here we go. I guess it's holy. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a clearing for your infection body. 5 days ago cleared. My body's kind of having chills right now. Somebody has something going on. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, oh boy, a lot of energy there, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Do that one again, infection body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a trauma body. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Oh boy. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, my computer just went offline, so I can't see the fast chat quite yet. So I guess I'll just say again, we'd love to have your requests and questions live with us tonight. So if you'd like to call, the number is 888-228-4494. And I guess we could talk for a minute about the upcoming healing marathon intensives that are coming up this month. There's three of them, three Sundays of 8 hours of healing, and also a Saturday 4-hour healing sessions. So you want to talk about those for just a minute, Ron?
Sure. So the 15th is our normal 4-hour ascension call. We do physical healing and a lot of ascension work there. Ascension work is to get your spirit more integrated with your body. And so the light shift does special healings for that. And the other calls, which are 8 hours apiece, so you're going to have 24 hours of healing with the alien life forms being released from you, as many as I can get. I can't guarantee they'll get all of them because we've done these calls for quite a while, and people still have them in them. And so it's not to say that they're not doing you any good, it's just that we're infested with these things. So everybody who's been on the calls really enjoy it because they feel better afterwards. And so each time we take out more and more of these things that take up our physical space in our body. So this call is going to be about rejuvenating your physical body organs. And that will start a week from this Sunday, which will be the 16th. And we have the two extra additional Sundays after that. So the last three Sundays of the month is when we're doing this process. And you're on the light shift continuously, so if you get on the call on the 15th, you'll be on it until the end of the month. And you're in quarantine, and they're taking these things out of you, and you actually feel them working with you at times. It's quite an interesting experience to get the emails from people saying that, yeah, all of a sudden they felt something maybe a few days, you know, after one of the Sundays, and they know that something left them. So this, we take out the ET critters and go on the website, Alien Attack Removal. We work with those energies, we work with shapeshifters, and the main thing is the shadow bodies. And so a lot of these energies are now, you know, like we did in the last call, we were taking them out of different body organs, et cetera. So I decided to go strictly into the body organs, and we'll be taking these things out of them. There could be anything in there. And this is why you're not healing. So if you have a physical problem, then that could be what it is. Also, what I'd recommend doing is the death barcode. And you get two healings for the price of one. It's $150. And you do three death barcodes. It takes typically 6 to 8 hours to do. And you must be dedicated to do this. This is not something that you want to take lightly. This is how the dark side has programmed you to die. This is according to your natal chart and probably much other interventions by the dark side. So you get these things off of you and you feel much better. You can go to the website and read about it. Just go to the Alien Attack Removal, and the last location there is the physical bar death code. And then from there, you can do an emotional stress death code after you do the physical bar death code. So you have two healings. Normally you wait about a week apart because people have a hard time finding 8 hours of dedicated time to do this. But once you finally do it, man, you feel so much better. I mean, your whole life changes almost instantly. If anybody's out there who'd like to comment on what they've experienced, I'd like to hear you call in. That would be wonderful. But that's what I get from emails from people. All of a sudden they say, yeah, I feel like I'm, you know, I dropped 20 years out of my life. I felt tired, maybe aches and pains, et cetera. And after having that death code taken off, people do feel a lot different. And this is done online. And like I said, it takes 2 hours per year. And so 2 hours times 3 is 6 hours. And you want to have a couple hours extra just in case you have to do more emotional trauma release. So there's actually three parts to each particular year. The first part is 1 hour in length, and you clear away the death code from you, the death barcode. And that's at a given year. And normally before that year comes into effect, your physical body gets tired for about 10 years. And then you start losing life force energy. And they're hoping to take you out at that time frame. If you somehow override that, you don't want to leave, then your second one comes into effect. But on the first one, you first do the one-hour session to get rid of the barcode. And then you go into the 30-minute emotional trauma release. And some people have a lot of traumas there because they finally realized that they were going to die. The body, the emotional body, kicks in and goes, wow, this is something. I felt the energy leave. And you actually feel, for if you're a feeling person, you actually feel the death energy on you. It kind of like reeks out of you. And once you have this clearing, you can actually almost sense, feel some way understand how people around you look in the dying process, because you can now see that. Before, you probably couldn't see it, but you can actually detect the death energy around people after you have this clearing. So it really makes you in tune with life, because remember, everything is life, and the death energy that we carry with us kind of blocks that, kind of suffocates us. So then after you do the emotional trauma release, and you can do that over again if you wish, you only have to do the barcode one time. So 1 hour, you're done. Like I said, the next one is the emotional trauma release, and you might have a problem going on where you get emotional because all of a sudden your body knows it was going to die, because now it's, you kind of stirred the pot up, and you realize that, yeah, I'm not immoral, you know, I'm going to be passing on here, or I was anyway. So your emotional body might kick in, so you may want to do that emotional trauma release a couple of times or something. That's up to you until you feel balanced out. And then after that, you go into the spirit infusion. And so typically, it's going to take you 2 hours minimum. The first barcode could take longer than the second one, so that's why I say you want to have 8 hours available so you can get the process done. If you need to go back into the site over again, if you feel kind of funky after doing the first three emotionally, then you can go in up to a week and clear away the emotional trauma and just repeat the sequence on emotional traumas for the 1, 2, and 3 years. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. Once you get it all done and you feel like you're, you know, reborn again and you feel all this life force, and you go in and you do the emotional stress death barcode. And then from there, you feel great. So that's done afterwards. So back to you, Sylvia. Do you have anything to add for what I was talking about here?
Actually, I believe we have a caller on the line.
We do. Great. Who is it?
So who's there?
I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome, and thanks for calling.
Wonderful. I wanted to make a comment and see what Ron has to say, too. Today I was working on my car with a friend, and I bumped into him. I think I got slimed. And then yesterday...
No.
Pardon me?
Oh, no. So his energy system leaked onto you, huh?
Yes, I think so. And then because afterwards I got really tired and I had to get a few hours rest, and then I had to ask the light beings to try to help me to release that, because it was just accidentally bumping him. And then yesterday I thought, oh, I'm going to call this friend of mine, and, you know, the old Christian concept of repenting. And what happened was very bizarre, because I thought, oh, she'll feed this problem back to me and I'll heal that. And then what happened is a dark force came back to me instead. And what they call repentance is sometimes bringing the dark force back to you, and then you agonize over it, and they call that repenting. But really, if you just drop
yeah,
it,
yeah.
So if you just drop it and stay in the light, stay in the heart, then we are much better off, I think, than this other ritual called repenting. So I was, I came in a minute or two late, and I was wondering if Ron could kind of swing by again and maybe do a 10-day emotional releasing as a sample or something to make sure I'm clear and I'm okay from these experiences, because poor Ron has to do this every week, and we make little mistakes, and we get the dark forces back that are released, and then he has to release it again until we learn our lessons not to do these things, and then we stay clear. So I'm asking Ron if he can clear me again on that.
Okay, yes, here we go. So, yeah, this is why also on the website we have the unlimited on the emotional clearing. That's very, very important to have. So here we go. We'll do a emotional clearing. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, that should help you, Larry. Let's take away some of the energy. So this will be interesting here. So as Larry was talking, the ones that normally attach to people instantly are the, there's many of them that do this, but most of them, how do I say this here, the ones that really like coming into your bodies are the jellyfish and the octopus. So we're going to first release the octopus energy. So if you touch somebody, shake their hand, you know, you're probably going to feel this thing come into you. For the new people listening, you're going to go, oh, what's he talking about? You know, this sounds like, you know, some type of scare tactic or something, and I don't believe it. I've been shaking hands, hugging people for my whole life. I'm not going to give this up. But once you get yourself cleared, you're going to realize that you may not want to do that any longer, only because you know it. What you remember before, you were just trading energies back and forth all the time with people, and you didn't really realize that your body temple was corroded and all clogged up with these energies, so you couldn't really tell the difference. So this actually keeps your body temple sacred once you get yourself cleaned out. This is why we're here to do this for you. And you're not going to know about it until you get cleaned up. But would you say that's true, Sylvia?
Well, yeah, because you may feel some things, but it's really hard to tell what it is that's happening. And once you start to get cleaned up, first of all, you have so much more awareness because more of you is present because you have more space to bring in your divine spirit rather than these other entities that are inhabiting you. So your intuition should strengthen and other abilities too. And part of that is being able to perceive what it is that's happening to you that you maybe weren't able to tell or weren't conscious enough or aware enough or present enough to notice before. So, yeah, I would definitely say that's true.
You know, that's how this conversation got started. Larry's been on some of the 8-hour healing sessions, and he got cleaned out enough, so now he's in awareness. Before that, he probably didn't even understand. Maybe he did, but Larry isn't aware. But I'm sure that he's more aware now. Are you still on the line, Larry?
Yes, I'm still here.
And so
That's true.
Comment on that for the people out there and tell them what these 8-hour calls have done for you.
Well, they've opened me up, released a lot of, like you say, these squid energies, octopuses, ETs, shapeshifters, and all these other densities that are tons and tons of densities to release it that they built up for years and years to build into us. Ron helps us to bring in the light and release it with the light beings, and we become more autonomous and free and independent and resourceful in solving our problems and open and clear. So it does a ton of good for you. Volumes and volumes of goodness comes back into us, and awareness and our parts come back in to become full functioning beings.
That's good. Okay, so here we go. We'll get the octopus out first. So I'll just count to 10 to do it the easier way here for me here, other than pulling out each individual tentacle. So here we go. So 1. 2, you may feel things move in your body, and you may feel your body going from being maybe tight to becoming relaxed. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll get the body to come out here. That one's gone. Okay. Wow. So let's do one of the squid energies. How does that feel, Larry?
Oh, wonderful. It's released and gone. Gone to smithereens.
Yeah, okay. So next one here. This is a jellyfish. So we'll count to 10 again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. Okay, Wayne, how's that?
Very good. Wonderful and free and good.
Okay. So, do you feel anything else wiggling around inside there?
I'm searching now. it feels like there's a lot of light coming in and emanating and a lot of goodness. There could be something squirming around in there that I just detected now. I thought something squirming around in there, too, but a lot of light's coming through now, and that
was
okay.
What do you think squirming? Is it a snake or what would you guess?
Oh, it was a shapeshifter. It could have been a shapeshifter.
Oh.
It was a funny face.
Shapeshifter.
Funny body.
Yeah, they do that. They can look very friendly at times. So let's get that shapeshifter. So we'll, everybody listening will get one out of you too. So here we go. These feel like they're kind of in our solar plex area, stomach area, intestines maybe. So we'll just pick on one of them there. There's a lot up. I got one. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 again. 1. Oh, man. 2. Oh, this one's struggling. 3. Changing forms. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. Oh, man. 9. And 10. Okay, Larry, how's that for you?
It feels, did he get all the way released? I know he got like 80% out. He really, I don't know if he got 100% out, but he's almost on the edge of going.
We'll get him out the rest of the way here.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, I feel like it's around my heart, 8, 9, and 10. Let's do some more here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure we got this guy out of us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Boy, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's just one of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. How's that, Larry?
Good. I think very good. I think they made their call back to the light.
Good.
They were really peaceful.
Okay. So, let's do another healing. We just did a shapeshifter. Let's do one of the shadow bodies. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, man. 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How's that feel, Larry?
It feels very good, very peaceful. Feels like it's emerging into a lot of peace and good energies coming forth.
Yep, feels good to me. Okay, so thank you for calling, Larry.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So how did the person brush up against you? You still there, Larry?
Still here.
The person just happened to touch you, or did they shake your hand or give you a hug, or what actually happened critters to you?
I went around him on the backside. I hit my chest on his back because it was very close quarters accidentally, and I was going into the shed to get a tool for the car. We're working on something, and I just bumped his chest. He was very, very close to the pole, and I had to go between the two. And I just bumped his chest, and I got that energy that was in me at that point.
Okay, how did it feel when that happened to you?
I had to understand it later on. I felt kind of numb, and later on it came to me. I understood it. I rested, and it came to me, this is what happened. And when I woke up, it always comes to me real clearly, this is what happened.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for calling in. So,
okay, thank you.
Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so how about, I think someone earlier had mentioned something about the brain. Is there something that we could do a release from that would work in that area, or the head, head-related critters,
something
like that?
Well, the brain has the maggots in it. So
yeah,
we can do the maggots, if you wish, and also the scarabs. So let me get my paper out of here because it kind of reeks of this energy here. Get a new piece of paper.
Those are always great to get rid of, and don't be surprised if you feel something around your head or something crawling or your scalp itching or something like that.
Yeah.
As these are coming out.
Okay, here we go. These are the maggots. So they look like little pieces of rice, and there could be, you know, gobs of these things on you. So if you feel your face itch, your chin itch, your forehead, your top of your head itch, it's because now we're taking these away. So they're kind of coming out of us here, off of us, in and out. And here we go. More is coming out here. Oh, man. So if you want to scratch your head, you can. And this may also indicate to you when you have had your head itch, what was really happening to you, okay? So that's one way to look at this here. Here we go. Oh, boy. And getting some more out of us here. Okay. Now, these critters, to make it even worse, they can have a family in you. They can have eggs. They can become dormant, like frozen in time. Remember, we live in time here. They can have programs put in them to get activated at a certain time in your life or at a certain maybe occasion. And all of a sudden they get activated. And then you wonder why your life is not feeling the way it's supposed to be. So remember, these things are all, in a sense, we'll say, remotely controlled by the aliens, so to speak, with the time code on them. A lot of them just get activated because they bring them to us and they're in here inside of us crawling around and they need you know, a food, a life source, a food energy from us. But and then we die from that. Some leave their secretions naturally. This is why you probably have a problem getting well, because the stuff is, you know, infesting you, not knowing what it is, like fatty tissue, etc. And here we go. More is coming out here. Oh, boy. Okay. So there's more to it than meets the eye, because you can't see these. But you can surely feel better when they're released. Okay. Okay. How's that, Sylvia?
Well, I can definitely feel the energy is lightening up and feel some stuff leaving. But, you know, I'm still yawning a little bit, too.
Yeah, so these things, you know, do come through, and they actually go through me through the healing process. So I feel all this stuff leaving. The nice thing is that they're gone when they leave. So let's work with the scarabs over your third eye. So if you're interested in going to Egypt, you know, to experience this and what they learned back then, I wouldn't recommend doing it. You know, because you're going to get more of these things on you. So here comes the scarabs here. Okay. Oh, boy.
So while you're doing that, we have a few questions. Yolanda was asking what you were saying. What is it that you were saying about fatty tissue and the storing of stuff, probably the waste products that you're talking about?
Yeah, remember, they do energetically release stuff. inside of us. And this could be why maybe you have a weight problem, maybe fatty tissue. It's probably because, you know, this is being stored in your lymphatic system. And so your body is there trying to get rid of this energetic waste. Remember, just because it's not physical doesn't mean that it's not there. So remember, you can feel the energy between the palm of your hands as by putting your hands together. And so that energy being a foreign energy to your body can make your body build up some type of energy around it. And that energy could be physical energy, which would translate into, you know, fatty tissue. So this is what can happen, too. When I take out these from people, sometimes they actually feel their stomach shrinking an inch or two. You know, and people, when I do it at the expo sometimes, at the workshops that I have, they have to tighten their belt up because all of a sudden, during the process of just doing this here, when they get up to walk around, their pants are loose. And they go, hey, what's going on here? You know, it's quick validation for everybody to realize that, yeah, this something was in them making them larger to blow it up. So back to you, Sylvia. I'm still clearing out these scarab energies right now. These go on your third eye here.
Great. Well, we had a question. I think it was Pauline asking about the some of these Sunday clearings that are coming up this month. And you had mentioned about the organs of the body being worked on as far as getting these things cleared out and having the organs be rejuvenated. She's wondering if that will also include work on the brain.
If the things are in there, yes. So mainly what I'm doing is just body organs. So we might do a series with that or maybe the nervous system later on. I don't know yet. It's kind of what comes up. And it's possible that doing this 24-hour marathon, including 4 hours additional, you know, which is 28 hours of the stuff this month, it's possible that maybe we have to do another month of clearings to get these things out of us, too. I don't know until we get done. So this is kind of how it works. They do as much as they can do. You're on the light shift continuously. So the whole thing is, you know, how do you feel afterwards, you know, and how much needs to be done with you. So, you know, I may do a series with that. But since we did a lot of work on the last month's sessions with some of the body organs, we want to continue that now. I had a lot of emails from people saying they really loved it and they feel better. So we're going to focus on those now, getting rid of the shapeshifters. The call initially was for shapeshifters. And that was for 3 Sundays, and we did other things with that also. So that's kind of the way it goes. It's what we need at the time. So here we go, taking out more of these alien scarab energies. That's on your third eye, on your forehead, we'll say also, kind of blocking your physical sight too. So here we go. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia, as I'm clearing here.
Yeah, I'll just briefly mention for myself, you know, due to some of the last couple of months of these clearings that I've participated in, I noticed a big change in my eyes and that whole area after doing these, the different scarabs and other things that were affecting that area. So I have a feeling that the eyes get kind of targeted, in particular by some of these critters, and I'm sure there's a reason for that. I don't know if you have any insights on that, Ron.
Boy, I don't think we really focused directly on the eyes, just taking these things out here. So I just don't know. You know, a lot of people get relief in different areas. Different parts of their bodies when we start working on these things. And so it just depends. The light ship sees you, the being sees you is what you need to have done to you the most during these calls here. What's actually going to maybe kill you first? So this is how they work with you. So you may ask for one thing, and they may do something entirely different. And I've had even people comment that they felt nothing was done for what they asked for, felt disappointed, And then a few days later, they go, man, I had this pain and it went away. I didn't really realize it. And that's because maybe they had a problem that was more critical than what they thought. That they just want to get rid of some temporary relief somewhere else. But something was really pending and much more urgent. This is the way they do their work. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Have some comments from people. They've been really feeling this, different areas of their body. I think Kyle is saying right arm twitching and earlier chest and kidneys and pressure between temples.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay, who's on? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, do we have a caller on?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi,
Nancy.
Nancy.
Hi.
Welcome.
Well, I'm house-sitting, so I have a phone, so I thought I would call in and talk about my death barcode removal.
Okay, that'd be great.
Oh, okay. I knew that I definitely had death barcodes, and so it was quite an experience, and I'm really glad I went through it, and I would encourage everyone to do it. I knew when I moved into my last apartment that I was pretty much on the end of that 10-year program, and I don't know, it was just a feeling. I don't go to a lot of doctors to get analyzed or what have you, but I knew that I was on my way out, and I would worry about, you know, am I going to have the energy to move out of my apartment? Am I going to keep working? You know, all that kind of just really kind of down energy. And I did the barcode removal, and I guess that was about a month ago. And everything is really, really changing. I don't worry anymore about being able to work. I feel fine. I don't worry about moving my stuff. And so I did it for my mother, who just turned 88 on last Tuesday. And it was pretty emotional for her as well. Or not, she didn't know it, but when I did it, I felt a lot of emotion on her behalf, so to speak. And I was just wondering, with the death barcode removal, is there a seven-generation aspect to that? Because I was kind of surprised how much I felt the energy of her death barcode removal. So I don't know if there would be a connection to, you know, the seven-generation, you know, curse kind of stuff, or what it was. It just surprised me that that energy was there.
Boy, very interesting. Yeah, possibly. I haven't really got into that. Oh man. I imagine yes,
yeah.
That you know that could probably, you know, cause something too.
Yeah.
I just don't want to get into a can of worms here, you know.
I know. Well, you know, I was just thinking, you know, there must be an explanation for that. And I was just wondering if it would probably fall into that category. I know you can't, you know, do all that on the phone, but it was just one of those things. There's an ambulance going by right now, so it's really loud. But if that would be part of it. So, but anyway, I highly recommend it because I definitely felt I was on my way out. When I took homeopathic medicines or essential oils, if I took anything that I had normally done in years past and I had gotten a result, over the past 2 or 3 years, I would say I had not gotten a result. And that was very discouraging. And now I'm going back and I'm taking the same homeopathic medicines and essential oils, and I can't tell you how much better I feel, and I know it's working. So I just would recommend that people don't give up, that it's, I don't know how far into that last death barcode I was, but I think that's pretty far along, but, it can get reversed. And I know, last week I was working a lot and I stand on my feet for 10 hours and, if you get a 10-minute lunch, you're lucky. And any times I was going into overtime, and I know everyone was looking at me going, well, she's got a lot of stamina, because they were really surprised how well I was hanging in there. And I was kind of pleasantly surprised how well I was hanging in there, too. And normally when I work, I wear, you know, proper shoes that, you know, have arch support and everything. And the last 3 days, I was just wearing flip-flops. And I was just cruising in my flip-flops, you know, 10, 11, 12 hours a day working. And I got it feels like a miracle. I mean, it really does. So anyway, I thank you and the Creation Light Ship, because I wouldn't have known what else to do.
So do you feel like you're younger?
Yeah, maybe in a sense. My body feels much younger. So I think, my body isn't going, oh, my gosh, you know, you're going to be tired if you attempt to do that, or, oh, my gosh, if you stay up too late, you're going to be really tired the next day. I don't really have that anymore. It does feel like, you know, I kind of traded in my body or traded up or something, because it's really amazing. It really is. It's really hard to explain, because I would love to explain this to, you know, some other people that I see, but I wouldn't even know where to start, and they'd probably look at me like I'm crazy, but it works. I mean, it definitely, definitely works. So.
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah.
You share that. What do you find is the hardest thing when you talk to people? I get this all the time from people.
I know.
They just don't get it, and they look at you like you're off your rocker, you know, or like, you know, what happened to you? You know, why are you, you know, do you get the same thing?
all the time, you know, and I say, oh, it's a really cool website, and they're kind of looking at me like I'm crazy, and and it's like the Creation, what, it's a ship? It really is very hard to talk to people, because everyone is so into, you know, they have to go to a real doctor and all this kind of stuff. And when I was really down and out in the last 2 or 3 years, at one point I thought I was having a heart attack, and I just moved to this new apartment in a new place. I didn't know where any of the urgent cares were or what have you. And, you know, I didn't want to go to a doctor, because I had, like, really minimal health insurance. It would cost me, like, $2,500 just to walk through the door. And I didn't think, and I didn't even know if it was the kind of heart attack that doctors could register. Because, you know, I'm in my 50s. I'm not, you know, really huge heart attack material, you know, kind of thing. And so I just kind of wrote it out. It was like 3 days, but, you know, I wouldn't even think of going to a doctor, but all these other people do go to doctors, and I'm just so glad I found the Creation Light Ship, because I knew there was something somewhere, but I'm so glad you come down to the LA Expo and make yourself known, because that was how I met you. Was a friend of mine was going to that expo, and she told me about it. So I just wish there was a huge exposure to, you know, show you off to the rest of the world, because there's just so much good that can be done. And now that it's all online, I mean, as soon as that clearing became available online, I did it. And all of your clearings are so easy to do, because I'm not a huge computer person, but I can figure out your website and PayPal and all that kind of stuff, and I just, you know, make the time to do it. I don't regret any of the time that I've spent either listening to the radio show or being on the computer, you know, going through. And I've noticed you have some new ones too, and I'm wondering when the Divine Feminine is going to be on there.
Ron, did you hear that question?
Yeah, hopefully it'll be soon. I'm trying to figure out when I can do something with that. I've been so busy recently that anyway, I have a lot of things in the fire, put it that way. So there's a lot of clearing that I'm trying to figure out. And then the light ship prepares me for these special calls that we do. So I go through a lot of preparation, too. along with people on the website doing their healings and stuff, which I actually feel sometimes. So it's quite interesting for me to watch life, you know, now. But just a question, Nancy, to you. Everybody's different on the clearings. What clearing do you think really helped you the most? Just to put, kind of put you on the spot there, you know, it may not be what somebody else might need, but which one do you think did the most good, if you could name maybe one or two of them, that, and maybe describe how you changed
Well,
that.
Because I had health issues, I would definitely do the death barcode removal, because that was huge, and then do the mind of the body and the infection. And I haven't done the magnetic body one, but I would like to do that as well. And then I think I'm out of the woods if I just continue to work with the unlimited clearings. I feel like I'm good to go. I know the mental body for me was very, very powerful. I know you talk about the emotional body, but you know, maybe I was kind of a mental person and I needed to get out of that. So the mental body was a very good clearing for me. And the planets were very good for me as well. So, because I've probably at this point have had 20 or so healings from the Creation Light Ship. So, but
did any of them that you did? Was there any that you thought that maybe you needed? You know, before you started the clearing, and then you did it, and you go, I don't feel anything on it. I'm just curious.
I guess I'm kind of lucky that I really feel like I have a relationship with the light being that comes on the computer, and I can kind of muscle test with my fingers. I know you're not big into muscle testing, but I can kind of ask, you know, which ones are more important than others, and I kind of go with that. And they've always have been huge, wonderful clearings for me. So I kind of just try to talk to the light being and ask them which one is the most important one.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
To have. But, yeah, and, you know, I can tell when it's male. I can tell when it's female.
Are the non-gender, non-gender one yet?
Yeah, and, well, that one is a little more confusing for me. I kind of tend to know when the big, strong males are there. And then the females are just so light and lovely, and, you know, they just seem to smile at you. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy having
those
light beings there, and I do ask them for guidance all the time.
You work at the intensity
But I do
level.
Feel like everything is kind of coming together now. I feel like I do a lot of clearing now. Because of all the healings, I'm clearing now more in my sleep, more all the time. I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm feeling like everything now is kind of coming together, and a lot of things are just really letting go. So, I don't know if that is a function of having been on the conference calls for a year and having done the big conference calls, and like I say, the 20 healings. It feels like everything is just coming together. You know, things that have been there a long time are moving out. You know, my health is, you know, so much better. I went to the chiropractor today for the first time in a year, and there was hardly any adjustments at all. And I was kind of surprised because, you know, I'm very physical. I do a lot of gardening. I do a lot of work. And, you know, I feel like I'm always probably needing to be tweaked by the chiropractor. And, you know, I mean, it was almost a non-event. And, I credit it all to going to the Creation Light Ship. I mean, I still want to do as much in this physical world as I can to take care of myself, but I feel like the support and the healings that I'm getting from the Creation Light Ship are showing through as well. So there's this, I'm working on it and they're working on it kind of feeling, and it's coming together. So
I know you have a little doggy. So how's your doggy like the light ship? Just curious.
Well, she loves it. And where you charge everything, that particular part of the website, if I charge her food and I charge her collar, I mean, she is just so pumped and alert and just ready to go all the time. And putting the life force energy into her food, it's really made a huge difference in her vitality. So, no, she loves it all. And she's a really lucky dog to be going to the Creation Light Ship and getting all these healings and chargings from the Light Ship.
That's great. It's nice to hear you talk about it. Because I don't normally have that long conversation with people. I'm more like kind of in the trenches, we'll say. I do the clearings, and then people normally just, you know, leave, you know, after I hang up on the phone or whatever. So I don't necessarily get to talk with people all the time. I get some emails from back from people, but it's really nice to hear your response to what's happened to you, because I normally always deal with the negativity of the things, so I don't necessarily always get the positive benefits from people back. You know, I'm, like I said, I'm just in the trenches working, you know. So it's great
to hear your... It does take a commitment on the part of the people that go to the Creation Light Ship to go to the conference calls and just hang in there, because, I mean, what has been done to us, it's massive, and everybody wants the silver bullet and the quick fix, and, you know, it's like going to the chiropractor or going to the acupuncturist. It's, you know, going to the Creation Light Ship and getting the healings, it's every little bit helps, and it just pulls you into a good energy, a strong energy, and so that's how I look at it, and I think that would be how I encourage other people to look at it as well, as, you know, it's a process. And I don't know why everybody thinks, you know, there's this magic silver bullet out there. I think a lot of people that are involved in spirituality feel like there's going to be this, you know, magic awakening, enlightenment, and what have you. And I don't know, maybe it works that way for some people, but I know for me, working with the Creation Light Ship, it's just been, you know, seeing these changes, you know, over the weeks and over the months, and now it is just really, really, really coming together. 'Cause physically I feel probably 10 years, at least 10 years younger, and I don't think it's completed yet, so I'm looking forward to feeling, you know, 20 years younger. So, and I have
curious,
a lot of friends.
To ask you, has any of the healings that you've done been very hard on you, or have you had any, you know, anything that was really, really rough? Or, you know, normally they take away stuff so gently that people don't necessarily do any processing. The body might process, you know, going through the energy to get more life force into it, and it'll find its way to do that, whatever it needs to do. Mm-hmm. But I guess my question is, was anything that you've done, did it cause you pain or anxiety or stress or anything?
You know, at times I did feel anxious, particularly, I think you had that 3-session entity removal a while back. And at times I would feel like, well, I just need to lay down. And then your suggestions of taking a shower were great, too. And sometimes, even now, you know, I'll go out to the pool and I'll just kick and kick and kick and kick and try to, you know, just get rid of things. So, no, I mean, I wouldn't say it's, you know, easy as can be rolling off a log. Sometimes you do feel stressful, and you do feel energies leaving, you know, a day later, a week later, what have you. And it's a little bit stressful at the time, but I'm just thinking, wow, that's great, it's gone. You know, maybe it took me a day to get rid of it or a week to get rid of it, but, you know, who cares, it's gone. So, I think you just have to, you know, take care of yourself and, you know, do whatever you need to do to work through the stress. You know, I walk the dog, take showers. You know, I tried to listen to a lot of really good music, classical music, that kind of thing. It all helps.
Great. Boy, that's wonderful to hear somebody respond. So thank you, Nancy.
All righty. Well,
okay.
Thank you, and Sylvia. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy,
thank you
so much. It's just really, really wonderful to hear you know, what's happened, and so happy for you for the healings that you've had. That's just fantastic. And Ron, I'd actually like to comment a little bit, too, on what you were asking just about, you know, if we go through, you know, any kind of difficulties with the clearings. And just, you know, I've observed a lot of people over the years going through different healing modalities or what have you, and I just feel like the light beings, and as they do the clearings, there's just, yeah, sometimes we go through a little, but there's just no, I guess for lack of a better term, pain and suffering like you. You know, some healing modalities have so much angst kind of connected with them, you know, like people are hashing out in some kind of regression therapy or this or that or the other thing where they're, you know, having to kind of relive their experiences that they had as a child or this and that and the other thing in order to get somewhere with them. And then it takes a long time, and I'm just so grateful for the lightship clearings that they just lift things from us so easily and without that kind of heavy-duty processing involved in it.
Okay. Well, thank you. So, it's like our time is about up here since we started 5 minutes early here. So, I guess we'll bring in the peace energy. So, if you're on the website now or, you know, either on the Creation Lightship website or on the VBS website, scroll down and get the light beam up. We'll bring in some wonderful peace energy. And here it comes. So I'll just do the stronger here, which is what I normally do. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so this energy will be with us for half past the hour here. And if you want it to be stronger too, just ask the light beam, just communicate with it through your heart center, and just ask it to be a little stronger for you if you just need to have some of that energy coming through. So we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. Tomorrow is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and it starts at 9 o'clock Pacific on Station 1 and midnight back east. And we'll go to the Light Ship, probably the first maybe 5 to 10 minutes of the program. That way, if you're back east, you can go to bed earlier. So blessings to all of you, and thank you for tuning in. And please come on those calls. I mean, it's just so wonderful to get on those 8-hour calls. It's $200 for yourself, and then your spouse is half price if you have a spouse or, you know, significant other. And your children are free, and so are your animals. So, I mean, you're going to the Light Ship with the conference calls for 28 hours, and then you're also on the Light Ship for basically 3 weeks. So definitely, you know, get on those calls because it's just so wonderful. So I'll say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. Bye, everybody.
Blessings, everyone. Thank you, Ron, and thank you all for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night to all of you.